larger populations can overcome the inherent loss of information in cultural transmission, because if more individuals are trying to learn something, there's a better chance that someone will end up with knowledge or skills that are at least as good as, or better than, those of the model they are learning from. Interconnectedness is important because it means more individuals have a chance to access the most skilled or successful models, and thereby have a chance to exceed them, and so can recombine elements learned from different highly skilled or successful models to create novel recombinations. These ideas first struck me when I was reading about the Aboriginal inhabitants of the island of Tasmania. Roughly 4/5 the size of Ireland and comparable to Sri Lanka, Tasmania lies about 200 kilometers south of Victoria, Australia. When the earliest European explorers made contact with the Tasmanians in the late 18th century, they discovered a population of hunter-gatherers equipped with the simplest toolkit of any society ever encountered by Europeans. To hunt and fight, men used only...
All right, it is 10 o'clock here at WREV FM Burlington. I knew it was going to run over a little bit, and I'm thankful for the people that reached out. And basically, the somewhat what he was just about to say is the people that Tasmanian Island was cut off from the mainland, and because of their smaller social groups, less trade, less collective intelligence, like their tool bag that they had available to them shrunk and shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. And then when they had contact with back with the islands, like a similar example I used before, you watch the tool bag that they had like grow again. So it's basically showing how cultural knowledge is dependent upon the size of the people that are interacting, and not necessarily, and definitely not dependent upon like individuals that are the super smart ones that bring the knowledge to the collective group. And you can see this throughout the Enlightenment and throughout history, where you have larger trade groups, larger groups of people thinking about a particular subject. You could see where science and technology and writing kind of builds upon itself moving forward. Anyway, so that's the it's a kind of a best of, kind of like a mishmash of things that I did last year, because I had no idea what I was going to do until like 4 o'clock today. No, 5 o'clock. I got out super late from work. Anyway, so this is what you got, the Top of the Dome episode. And the DJ is coming up next. What's the theme this week?
It's smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. Hopefully there's no smooth sailing out there in the lake today, but it's pretty cold for that. Yeah. But it sounds like an awesome theme. DJ MC.
Yes.
Okay, I did remember his name. Look at me. I haven't lost my brain completely. Anyway, so I'll see you guys next week. This has been Radio Lyceum. My name is James. You can also reach me at Radio Lyceum at parttimemail.com if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. So anyway, I'll see you guys next week. We'll play you a public service announcement, and he'll be right up in a little bit. Keep on listening.
What is in Vermont can be extremely cold sometimes. So here's some tips on how to protect your skin. To protect yourself from frostbite when you're outdoors, wear warm clothing such as hats, gloves, and jackets. You should avoid staying outside unprotected for long periods. At the first signs of skin redness or pain, you should get out of the cold and protect any exposed skin. Watch for skin that is turned white or grayish and feels firm, rashy, or numb, and seek immediate medical attention if you have any of these symptoms. This has been a friendly message from your DJ at WIUV-FM Burlington.
Do you ever long for the bracing feel of the freezing wind on your face, hard-packed snow under your skis, and the beauty of the stately pine laboring to support the dust-dry snow on its limb? Does your heart cry out for the tingle of the air as it swishes by your hurtling frame on a toboggan course? It doesn't? Well, neither does mine.
Sweet as the seashore. to be.
Ahoy, and welcome aboard. My name is DJ MC, and you're listening to Synonyms on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. As always, I am so glad you are here to join me on this journey. The theme here on the show changes every week, and tonight we will be climbing aboard and sailing away, as tonight's show is the Smooth Sailing Show on Synonyms. The very first set is going to be starting out with Fishing Boat by the Mountain Goats, so stay tuned.
Out on the grand horizon as a thunderhead taking form, turn in with the stars on the water, rise with the tides in the dawn, be your own boss for the summer, seize the moment before it's gone. 16 on a fishing boat, learning to float. Secrets like treasure,
who tend to cling to the coast. No one who can stand staying landlocked for longer than a month at most. Free as the churn of the riptide, free as a rag in the drift. Nothing's ever promised to anyone. Everything you get is a gift. 16 on a fishing boat, learning to float. Learning to swim, learning how to tread water, learning how to raise our cries to the skies, like seals to the slaughter. Everybody else is dead. Turning where the rain won't reach us. Rise with the sun all along. Be your own boss for the summer. Just once before you're grown. 16 on a fishing boat. 16 on a fishing boat. 16 on a fishing boat. We are learning to fly.